So we're going to put the faders down now, probably for my benefit more than anybody else's. And your singing bowl has got its own fader. So the floor is yours, singing bowl and Mel. Enjoy, dear listener.
Sue here on Vectis Radio at the Isle of Wight Festival.
And hello, Billy and Sue.
Hello.
Hi, Billy and Sue.
And what are your names, please?
Wolverine and Deadpool.
Yes, and why...
Is what it meant.
Is that what it meant? So yeah. Why are you dressed up as Wolverine and Deadpool, please?
Basically, this place has a lot of crime, and we're here to bust it.
Get this. The team from the Max Planck Institute for Metabolism Research in Colgone... Sorry, Colgon? Is it Colgon or is it Colgone?
Oh, how do you spell it?
Colgone. Colgone, isn't it?
Cologne.
Cologne, sorry, Colgone. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
The Max Planck Institute in Cologne.
I feel the need to have more.
Good.
Oh, dear. Shall we move on to some music after that?
Yeah. Oliver Twist syndrome, you always want more. But yeah, let's have a bit of local music here.
Oh, dear.
Which is sponsored by other than Willie's Guitar Shop, which isn't in Colo, it's in Cabs.
Zedders are apparently, according to a poll done by Aldi a couple of weeks ago,
Turning
their noses up at the traditional Christmas dinner.
Like I did.
Well, this is what I want to talk to you about.
It's been like chili con carne.
You're in the majority, Sue, of Gen Zers. Maybe you aren't as old as you try and tell me.
I'm 45. So, I don't know what Gen that makes me. Right. I can't follow all this Gen thing.
But I think that you're Gen X.
Am I Gen X?
Yeah.
So when do you have to be born to be a Gen X? We are really lucky to be joined by Lawrence Bates, who's with us, the Chief Operating Officer of the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary.
We've raised £150,000 now since the beginning of May, which is just unbelievable. So a huge thank you to everybody who's listening, who's donated and helped us get this far. And we now have the money to build the habitat for these amazing bear brothers so that we can start bringing them over.
Of course, hospices, something very close to your heart, isn't it?
Yep, so it was a 32-mile walk, and so my husband died just under 2 years ago in our local hospice, the Mountbatten, and they gave him really fantastic palliative care for the last couple of years of his life, and then end-of-life care when that time came. So, you know, our first-hand experience of the really important services that the hospice offer. We did the walk anyway. We've got it all captured on the Strava app. So we're hoping that the charity will accept it as proof that we did complete the walk.
Daisy Crafts. Samantha, you make lovely items.
I make I use copper wire that's stripped out of electrical cable, and I use it to make large animals that you can hang up in windows or put on your tree, like large cats, lots of different dogs, butterflies, and then I do a lot of Christmas decorations, which is parts of the things you can do at my workshop.
Sue, when you get into the wrestling ring
and
you do some wrestling, is it called sumo
wrestling? It is. Yeah,
it is sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop, who you also speak highly of, Steve, don't you?
Yes, because I'm having guitar lessons.
You are?
I'm surprised you can afford those, really.
Well, Willie's very reasonably priced.
Good.
Actually.
What are you learning to play? What are you learning? It was meant to engage you in a bit of conversation.
At the moment, the House of the Rising Sun.
Oh, well, that's a good
tune. Oh, how does that go? Can you give me a little bit of a sample?
Not guitar voice.
Can you hum it for me?
Build your parts up, Billy, with Billy's Buildings.
That's right. And this week we are going onto the rental market. I would like you to guess what the price of the rental property is. We're going to Lugley Street in Newport. Oh, very exciting and fancy. I swear. In the studio with us this afternoon. Real pleasure.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be here.
So you're here because you've got another book.
I have got a new book, and it's very topical. It's called Halloween Murder. So it's and it's set on the island again in Carisbrook Castle this time. So
I love it.
Yeah, it's been a great book to write, actually. I really love writing it.
How does it feel saying that? Best-selling author?
Oh, I don't say it.
How does it feel when other people say it, though? And when you see it on the back of your book?
Surreal.
All these dog and hot dog references. Doberman. Brad Doberman? Brad Duberman? Woof. He said that once those hot dogs leave the truck and hit the road, it's all garbage. So essentially, he's saying that there was a massive cleanup. And I can see here, literally, truckloads and truckloads of hot dogs have been scooped up. I am actually going to get in contact with Shrewsbury Fire Company in the United States. And I'm going to see if we can get Chief Brad Doberman onto the radio. Could you imagine if we can do it?
I'd be living my best life ever.
Look, we are going to try and do it.
Drink I ever had.
I do want to know.
Yeah.
But before you do that, Sue, before you do that, what we need to do, hold on a second, I just need to open up my fizzy drink. There you go.
When I was at the Eden Project with my sisters, I had the Babaya juice. And it, frankly, it's not something I want to repeat, but...
Can I ask you, the Eden Project, so you know I used to live in High Wycombe?
I'd forgotten, but...
Did you forget? Yeah. You don't really like me that much then, do you?
Well, it was where you used to live.
So I could see from my flat... That is where the Eden Project is, isn't it?
The Eden Project in Cornwall.
From Island Craft Works to talk to us all about the workshops, Gabby, that you offer.
I've been teaching craft workshops for quite a while. I started in the back of a pub, and while I was quiet, I was making origami stars out of Christmas cards that I recycled. And lots of people asked how I was doing, and I taught. And a friend asked me, have you ever thought about doing workshops? And I thought, no, but I'll have a go. And some cafe said yes, people showed up. And the rest is history. From there, I've really developed and started doing more workshops besides paper flowers. And I do seashell craft and macrame and dream catchers. And I find it really rewarding.
I was thinking about the range of complimentary things that you get these days with coffee. So in the morning, I had a coffee at the lovely beach cafe in Sandown. And it came with a complimentary homemade shortbread biscuit.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice. And then in the afternoon, I had a coffee at the Met Bar. The coffee there came with a mini complimentary chocolate flake.
Oh, do you know what? I do like a nice chocolate flake. You can't microwave them, can you?
You can't. It wouldn't be a good idea.
Did you know that? You actually can't microwave them. I'm not saying that as a figure of speech. You actually cannot microwave them. If you put a flake in the microwave, they don't melt.
Sometimes when you get confused, you sometimes call it reverse the hearse, and that would be actually quite good for spooky Halloween. It just occurs to me. Maybe we should rename it for this week.
Sheer Elegance.
Yep.
No, I'm talking about you. Sheer Elegance.
Are you?
But that was Sheer Elegance. Life is too short, girl. 27 minutes past three. It is this or that time, Sue.
Oh, go
it's
on.
It's your favourite time of the week.
Oh, it is.
It's this time of the week where you get to decide whether it's that headline. Did you like that? That was smooth, wasn't
Very
it?
Very good.
Or this headline that you would like to talk about. So here we go. It's Vectis Radio. It's FM 104.6 and it's online at vectisradio.com. Now, Sue, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what's possessed me. We have decided to go on to a giant Ferris wheel, which you can see in the background. I will turn the camera around so that you can see it. I can't guarantee, because of my facial expressions, whether this is going to make it onto the Facebook page or onto the radio, Sue. But you said it would be a nice idea to summarise, before we leave the 2025 Isle of Wight Festival, what our highlights were.
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of saying goodbye from the Ferris wheel at the Isle of Wight Festival. I know what convinced me, and there was a couple of Johnny Walker and Pepsi Maxes that we've been enjoying with far too much Chinese food.
Well, look, we are approaching the bottom of the Ferris wheel rather quickly, Sue, so I suppose Isle of Wight Festival 2025, it's over and out, isn't it?
Yeah, goodbye, Isle of Wight Festival 2025, and thank you to everyone who's listened to us or watched our Facebook posts and so on, so goodbye.
It's been a blast.